Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. 76 degrees at 12 noon. Partly sunny skies for the rest of your Monday, maybe an isolated shower as well, as we'll stay right in the upper 70s. We have received information regarding the identity of the little child who was killed in an accident by the Plymouth Aquatic Center parking lot this past weekend. Plymouth police say 3-year-old Ilea Gottfried of Plymouth died after being hit by 39-year-old Pam Garbish of Sheboygan. She was the one who was driving a 2005 Chrysler minivan, trying to park the vehicle at the aquatic center when she struck the girl by accident. The girl was taken by Flight for Life to St. Nicholas Hospital in Sheboygan and would die several hours later. Speed and alcohol were not factors in the accident, and likely no citations will be issued as a result of the accident. Two people were injured and one vehicle accident in southwest Sheboygan County Saturday evening. According to Lieutenant Jason Learman of the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department, the incident took place around 6:45 p.m. near the intersection of County A and Lone Pine Road in the town of Scott. He said a Pontiac Grand Am traveling eastbound on County A, driven by 17-year-old Joshua Inhofe of West Bend, overcorrected twice after going onto the gravel shoulder, ending up in a ditch and rolling at least once. Inhofe was transported to St. Joseph Hospital in West Bend for treatment of injuries. A passenger in the vehicle, 18-year-old Stacy Kragna of West Bend, was flown by Flight for Life to Children's Hospital for treatment of injuries. Learman said Inhofe was cited for driving too fast for conditions and failure to wear a seatbelt. A nursing student was killed last night by a hit-and-run driver in Milwaukee. Police said the 32-year-old woman had just left an Eastside cafe with some friends when she was hit by a SUV that never stopped. It happened around 8:45 p.m. That is still under investigation. An eastern Wisconsin man has been jailed for allegedly driving off while his girlfriend hung on to the windshield wipers. Damon Ryan has more.
Manitowoc police say the unidentified 31-year-old woman told them she was trying to stop her 31-year-old boyfriend from a drug deal last week. Authorities say the woman fell off and was later hospitalized but suffered only cuts and bruises. The boyfriend faces first-degree reckless endangerment and domestic violence charges. The male subject is in the Manitowoc County Jail, awaiting a bail hearing. Reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News, I'm Damon Ryan.
A trend of gun violence in Milwaukee continued this weekend as two more people were shot. Zach Bowers has more on a Stop the Violence gathering held last evening.
The gathering was at a gas station in Milwaukee where Shakae Moore was killed last week. Gracelyn Wilson summed up sentiments from the Stop the Violence gathering Sunday.
Change has to come in our community.
Another tribute Sunday was for Estella Garcia's brother who died trying to stop a robbery.
My mom lost her son. He was an uncle. He was a great cousin, a great friend. I hope we can stop the violence.
Some people are calling for action from the church, others from the community. Garcia says she just doesn't want any more families to experience the pain they're feeling right now.
That was Zach Bowers reporting. Following 2-year-old Isaiah Perez being found alive and unarmed over the weekend in Rhode Island, there is now one suspect. Johnson Police Chief Richard Tamburini Monday says the suspect has been arraigned.
On the following charges, 2 counts of murder, 3 counts of using a firearm while committing a crime of violence, 1 count of burglary, 1 count of kidnapping, and 1 count of license required to carry a firearm.
Police say Daniel Rodriguez is involved in the deaths of 2 women who were found slain in a home from where the toddler was kidnapped. Malcolm Crowell is no longer believed to be involved in the case. A media report claims more teachers have been fired since the start of Act 10. Raymond Newpert has the story.
That report is from the Oshkosh Northwestern publication, where they claim Wisconsin's new collective bargaining laws have led to more teacher firings. Exactly how many terminations is not known, because no one has kept track of the statistic. The publication cites reports from the Teachers Union and the state's School Board Association that they claim what they call a, quote, noticeable increase in terminations and non-renewal of contracts. Before Act 10, school districts had to show proof of wrongdoing in order to fire a teacher. Raymond Newpert, WHBL News.
Act 10 opponents criticized the change, saying it opens the door to discrimination and arbitrary firings. Act 10 supporters say the new guidelines prevent the unions from blocking dismissal of bad teachers. Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney says he remains hopeful the county will be awarded $350,000 to fund a drug court. He says they are still waiting to hear about the grant. Tony says if they don't get the grant, they will start a drug court in October, but it won't be able to provide help to as many people. He says if the three-year grant is awarded, it will include funding for a coordinator. Those involved in the program have to get jobs or do community service, attend support meetings, and more. The Wisconsin State Fair ended last night in West Allis, and it appears to be one of the most successful in its 160-year history. The 11-day expo had a tough act to follow after attracting 921,000 people last year, the most in well over a decade. It will be a few days before we know the final attendance numbers, but organizers say the just-completed fair appears to have drawn almost a million people. Mild weather helped, and last week's heavy storm stayed to the north. There are a couple of big indicators that this year's state fair was more successful than the last. Total receipts from the governor's red, white, and blue ribbon animal sale were almost 9% higher. Also, the sale of cream puffs from the Wisconsin Bakers Association may have topped 400,000 for only the second time since 1924. Your weather forecast, partly sunny skies, maybe an isolated shower, a high near 77. We're at 76 degrees right now as we reach 12:06, and we head on back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL.